National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, it is delightful to have you with us, and I am even more delighted that I have the attention of my barefoot beachcomber, on-air travel companion, and senior producer, David Isby. How are you, Mr. David?
It's another great week here. Traveling. Let's do it. Bags are packed.
I have to tell you, I've been speaking with people all over the world this week, including those locally here in Berkshire County in Western Massachusetts, from which we broadcast at the Crown Plaza Berkshire Pittsfield Hotel. And the weather is great everywhere.
Now's the time to travel. You said May is a good month.
The best month of the year. And, you know, when people ask about, you know, when is the weather superb, May is the best month of the year all over the globe. In general, you're going to get the best weather in May consistently. Whereas in other months, like January or February, it'll be great here and not so great there.
Sure.
May is a goodie every place. And we really need to be going some places and doing some things that, you know, while this weather is good.
Where are you taking us today?
Well, later today, we're going to be talking with Niels Haupt in Hamburg, Germany.
Nice.
Yeah. And we're going to get to meet Jeff Wright, the director of sales for Aer Lingus. You know, I've gone twice now, round trip from Bradley Airport in Hartford, Connecticut. And that is such an easy airport, not only to navigate through, and it is so cheap to park there, David. I think it's something like $6 a day.
Bradley?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
It's fabulous. Have you flown from there?
I have. In fact, I have a buddy of mine who said to me this past weekend, he said, you know, I'm going to Ireland. He said, a friend of mine is getting married in a couple of months. I said, oh, super. He says, and you know that Aer Lingus is now flying out of Bradley Airport? I said, well, yes, I do. I probably knew that before you knew that, I said. But the word is spreading. It's great. It really is.
Yeah, well, I hope he's got his tickets and he's all set because, I have currently 3 prize winners that I am busily overseeing their reservations.
Sure.
One is the end of May, one is early June, and the other is late September. Ireland is hot as a pistol.
I know. Do you know why they added Bradley Airport to their destinations to fly to Ireland? Is because the demand is so big here in the Northeast? Because I'm thinking about the years you've been on the air talking about Ireland, and we're heard, obviously, coast to coast, but how many stations, you know, in the Eastern, you know, or Northeast are we heard on? And you think about it, you wonder if it's because of you.
Oh, well,
you ever thought about that?
Thank you for that. That's a nice thing. I think there are a number of reasons. There certainly is a market.
Mm-hmm.
Or because, you know, one would analyze that before one decides to fly from, you know, Keokuk, Iowa or something.
Sure,
you know,
sure,
where
sure.
You don't know how big the demand is going to be.
Right.
Although I have to tell you, you get to certain parts, pockets in America,
mm-hmm.
and there are lots of people who have who are Irish descendants. And somewhere in the back of their mind, there is that one of these days we have to.
Right.
I have to tell you about, you know, one of these days we have to get do it when we get around to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know the joke about the round to it?
No.
Okay, so
well, maybe. I don't know. You might have told
me. Well, it's not really a joke, but years ago in my last life, I was executive vice president of a $1.5 billion travel company, and we had, at the height of the company, 400 offices in 37 states, 21 countries, which I globalized, by the way. It was part of my portfolio. And 50 of them inside Walmart Supercenters. You know where you go into a Walmart Supercenter and there's all the cash registers, and then on the other side, when you're standing in line looking at the wall, mm-hmm. there's a bank and there's the eyeglass place.
Sure,
there might
sure.
be a nail salon. Yeah. You know, there are some people that do taxes who come in seasonally mm-hmm. in tax season and whatever. Well, we had travel agencies in 50 Walmart Supercenters. So among other things, I was responsible for everything except what went on in our accounting department, and I was the second in line to take care of investor relations situations. Otherwise, that was my boss, the CEO, handled sure. the accounting and investor relations as the first line resource. So marketing was one of the things I was in charge of, which I am very proud to say I won 3 major awards for: best marketing campaign, best PR campaign, and best radio advertising campaign. So 2 in 1 year, and 1 the next year from Travel Weekly, which is a very prestigious travel trade newspaper. I would compare it to like the New York Times or something like, you know, Washington Post quality
sure,
of travel trade newspaper. So I was trying to encourage our offices to get somebody out of the office and knocking on doors for 2 purposes. 1, to pick up corporate accounts, and the other to get the leisure side business of people that worked in the company who are planning a vacation. And I'm going to tell you what I did to get around to it right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Opening night at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts is Friday, July 7th, with Andras Nelsons conducting the BSO and featuring Mahler Symphony No. 2. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
So what I did was I took a glass and I put it on a piece of paper, and I drew the circle. I used the glass as the template. And by the way, people, the word is template, not template. So I drew the circle, and I cut it out. And I wrote on one side, "This is a round Tuit, T-U-I-T. And on the other side, I wrote, "I know you keep saying you're going to look for another travel agency when you get around to it. Here is your round to it." And then we put the logo of the company at the top. And there was a place to put a label with the phone number and address of the local agency. And I had our marketing department send a couple of hundred to each of our offices. Maybe more than a couple hundred, because I think I made 10,000 of these suckers. So there it was. So you'd hand somebody, and you hand it to them on the side that said, "This is around to it."
I like it.
And maybe you'll do it when you get around to it.
I don't think I've heard that before. That's good.
Yes. It actually happened to work because it broke the ice. You know, because a lot of times, you know, walking in someplace cold and, you would think people who are receptionists are there to project the brand image of warm and friendly and connect people on the outside with people on the inside, either mm-hmm. by telephone or by, you know, getting up and walking in somebody's office and saying, "There's somebody here maybe you want to meet," or whatever.
Sure.
But there are far too many who graduated from the school of being the dragon at the gate. Do you know that school?
I do.
Yes. Oh, I bet you meet some along the way.
I do.
Oh, it's so silly. It's so silly. I'll tell you another great concept. We would have store managers complain that, you know, their time is being taken up by people coming in who want to sell something. And those people might have been, because there was a time when, I don't think it's as prevalent today as it used to be, but there was a time when every company, every tour operator, every cruise line, every airline had sales reps who had a territory, and they would go out and visit, bring brochures. They would visit travel agencies, bring brochures, leave information, sit down and bring you up to date on, you know, stuff going on. And the person who could be your best friend in the world was your sales rep, because if you needed to get an upgrade, if you needed to get space cleared, if you needed a favor, if you needed somebody to fawn upon this particular client who was, you know, what we used to call a pachech. How do you define pachech? A persnickety person who just was a curmudgeon, and just those words, the sound of those words describes the personality.
Hmm.
So, I mean, make friends with these people. Be nice to them. And I used to, you know, instruct our offices. Somebody comes in and you're having the day from hell, and you have no time to deal with anything or anybody. You look them in the eye, thank them for coming by to see you, ask them to put their materials on the corner of your desk, and tell them, call me Thursday afternoon. By then I should have my head above the swamp that I'm in, and we can talk, and you can walk me through your materials on the phone. Unfortunately, heaven forbid it was somebody who wanted to sell them a Xerox machine or copy paper or toner or all the other things that people drop into offices to try to sell people,
mm-hmm.
including the UPS man and the FedEx man who just wanted to be friendly. And I'm going to tell you what I trained them to do that created business in travel agencies. After these important messages, come back. This is Stephanie Abrams here with David Isby. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370. 5370.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
The world this hour. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You know, I if you missed the first segment, what I was talking about was, you know, in every business, everybody's interested in increasing business. The only time I would hear in my last life of as second in command of $1.5 billion travel company, the only time I would ever hear somebody say, we have enough business. And I would hear that from time to time, David. We have enough business. I knew immediately I wasn't talking to the owner. It was a staffer or a manager. It wasn't the owner. Because there's no such thing as enough business, is there, David?
No. I get that often, too. Yeah, we're busy. We don't need any more people. Really, so you're busy from the time you're open to the time you close, 7 days a week, or how many
making
days
money?
A week?
I know,
yeah.
Busy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. I know busy.
I know busy.
You're making money, though.
You can be busy. The question is, are you making money?
Right. And then 98% of the time, they're like, well, Mondays are a little slow. Well, here, let's talk.
So, what was I telling your face? Oh, yes. Yeah. So, salespeople would come into the travel agencies, and that would be a source of annoyance to the manager and the owner of the agency because it's a franchise company. So everybody, each one was individually owned and operated, but they were part of the chain. And I would hear about, I said, well, who is it that's coming and annoying you? Well, you know, like the delivery people, they come in, they want to chat. And then sometimes there are people, you know, the copy machine toner paper people, you know, everybody's got them coming to visit and whatever. And I'd say, did it ever occur to you that they take vacations? Did it ever occur to you that they have the ear of somebody at their company who makes the decision about where the next conference, convention, sales meeting, incentive trip takes place? Did it ever occur to you that these people are bumblebees and you are a flower? And if you let them sniff around the flowers and take a little pollen with them in the form of a smile, somebody that's friendly and welcoming, brochures, send them out with some brochures. You thinking about going somewhere? Where's your dream place you've always wanted to go? Oh, good. Let me give you a brochure on that. And just maybe these bumblebees, as they stop down the line at this place and that place and the next place, either with their deliveries or the products that they're trying to sell, they're going to hear so-and-so is getting married. This one is a child graduating from school in a destination you got to get in an airplane to go to. Who knows what business? These people could be outside sales agents for you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just imagine? And I'm thinking, and you blow them off? Your best friend is the salesperson. And, you know, all of you out there that, you know, are in businesses or operate businesses, the same holds true for you. I know I was a sales representative for two hotels in Aruba. And then I was the director of the eastern third of the U.S. sales for a European tour company. And I can remember going out and visiting people who potentially could have been doing business with us. Mm-hmm. And they weren't all that friendly all the time. Some people were. Many were not. And I have to tell you, you don't know where your next business is coming from. You drop that pebble in the water, you don't know where those ripples are taking you. So for all of you who happen to be in the travel business, it's probably a good idea to be real sweet and friendly to everybody. And truly, if you're having a miserable day or you're up to your neck in alligators because travel business can do that to you, share that information. And tell whoever it is that's trying to reach you, come back another day. Here's a better day. You happen to be in the neighborhood again. Love to see you. But today, too many
not
deadlines.
Looking good, yeah.
You know, not happening. You know that sign you see in garages where you take your car to be serviced? And here's this car, and it's got crumpled up fenders, and the door is smashed in, and the person who owns the car is dressed in business attire, and the fella in the garage is dressed in one of those, you know, jumpsuits with the name of the, you know, generally it says something like Acme Garage or something. And the subtitle as the garage person is doubled over in laughter. The little bubble with the words in it pointing to that person says, "You want the car when?" Yeah. So, you know, and so probably laughing at your customer is never a good idea, but hey.
Or the other sign is, today's not looking too good and tomorrow's not looking great either.
Right. Today, it starts with today is not your day.
Or today's not your day, yeah.
Today is not your day. Tomorrow's not looking so good and the next day's not looking any better. No, I get all of that. And all of that drives you to the point of maybe you need to get away from all of that and take a trip somewhere. David, when you fantasize about, I wish I was anywhere but here, other than being home or in Mama's kitchen where she's cooking something good.
That's it.
What's your dream vacation place?
Well, I haven't been to Hawaii yet. I've heard great things about it.
And you play golf.
Well, and you play golf. I know. Well, that's true. You can play golf in so many places around the world, right?
Yeah, but, you know, when I so associate Hawaii and golf.
Oh, you do?
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay. Well, that's perfect then.
Yeah.
Just another reason to go.
Yeah. Yeah. When do you want to go?
I was thinking my 50th birthday.
How far away are we from that?
Take a guess.
I don't know. Tell me.
Yeah, a couple years.
Yeah? You're getting old, man.
I am, yeah. I am.
See, I'm still 19.
I know.
Well, let's make that happen. Why wait till you're 50?
Exactly.
What is the point? People do that all the time. It makes me sick.
You know, I knew you would say that because I've
life
worked with you for so many years.
Life gets in the way.
Yes. Why wait until 50?
Honest to God.
Well, I'll do it at 46 then. Let's do it.
David, yes. Absolutely. Tell me when. We'll see. We'll make this happen. No, it's that's a mistake, people. Don't do the, you know, when the kids graduate, when the parents or whatever, when the moon is in Sagittarius. You know, life has this nasty way of getting in the way of your plans. And it just brings me back to our very first trip to Europe.
I know the story.
Do you remember it?
That's your dining room table, your dining room set, right?
No, that was Jamaica.
Oh, that was Jamaica.
No, we postponed a lot of furniture buying until, you know, because every time we'd have the money and I'd say, let's go here, and we'd go and say, no, we went. I'm going to tell you in the next segment. Hang on. I'm going to tell you a story about why you should not put off your travel plans. Stay with me. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to bizradioclub.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, flying to over 25 destinations in Europe from Hartford, Connecticut's Bradley International Airport. For great value flights and award-winning Irish hospitality, book now at AerLingus.com.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing.
Around the world this hour, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I left you hanging on a cliff at the end of the last segment before we went into the commercial break. My first trip to Europe, we went to Belgium, Germany, Switzerland, and France. 21 days. Oh, I'll give you all the gossip. You want to hear all the good stuff? Okay, number one, we went away. This was my first trip to Europe. I had been waiting, most of my life for that trip. Somewhere, I guess, when I was about 10 or 11 years old, I wandered into a travel agency to get a brochure on a particular destination that I was writing a report on, and I wanted to cut out the pictures and paste it in the report.
Sure.
There were lots of nice travel agency owners who actually would be happy to. And you know, all you have to do is call up the vendor, the tour operator or whoever, and they'll send you more brochures.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, nothing makes them happier than seeing those brochures go out the door.
Of course.
Some people have told me about places where their children had gone in and were pretty much told, we need these, goodbye. That's not a good way to make friends and influence people.
No.
But anyway, I fell in love with these brochures. And somewhere before I was 12 years old, I made a conscious decision that one day I will be able to sit down with any one of these brochures and turn the pages and without looking, identify what country that is, what country this is, where is this place, and be able to say, I've been there, I've been there, I've been there. This started early in my life, you see. This is not something new that came upon me. So I had planned in my own head to graduate from college and go off to Europe with my girlfriend Bevy, one of my sorority sisters,
mm-hmm.
and hi to all you Phis out there. So, yes, I was an A Phi, and we were going to go to Europe when I graduated. So my parents didn't like that idea, and they were not going to finance this trip. So my junior summer, before I went into my senior year, I actually got a job. Can you imagine? Unheard of in my life. And I got a job. And I was making money. And I was putting it away.
Smart.
And that was going to buy the airline ticket and
mm-hmm.
keep me in Europe for an extended period of time of the summer, a month or two. Sounding good?
Yeah.
Okay. And one of those unexpected things in life happened. I met this person who was going to be my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And we got married during intercession in January before I graduated from college. So there went...
Everything you saved up.
Well, yeah, because I used it for other things. But, you know, we got married and... We got an apartment, and I started graduate school the minute I graduated. And I graduated in June. I started graduate school immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 years later, I had a master's degree while I was working. I was teaching at the time. So my travel plans got postponed, and they got postponed. We were married now 3 years, and I'm now getting crazy antsy. I got to get to Europe.
Sure.
So we made the decision to go to Europe. He got a two-week vacation. I wanted to go for 3 weeks. I'm going to go. There's things I want to make tracks. So here's what you do, people, when you want to be away longer than you're allowed. This is naughty. Oh, it's a little deceptive. But I come from a family where tradition was do what you want and apologize later. It's easier than asking for permission and being denied. So he took his two-week vacation. Except the tickets I bought were for 3 weeks. So the return ticket was a week later than when he was supposed to already be back at work.
Yes, I've heard this story. I remember this. This is where the ear infection came in.
There you go.
I remember it.
So what you do is your significant other that you're traveling with and you cannot leave alone in their hour of need gets an ear infection that doesn't exist. Have an ear infection, you can't fly because you can wind up deaf. So on the day he's supposed to be back at work, he called from Europe to tell them that we were supposed to fly on Saturday, but instead we were at the doctor and I can't fly. So we, you know, had another week in Europe and went home the following weekend and he was back in work. And
you probably can only do that one time.
Oh, yeah, but that's all we needed was that, you know, that was good. That was good. Yeah, sometimes you just have to be a little naughty. So, I don't know, somebody wrote a book called Pulling Your Own Strings. I never felt I had to read it because I was already there. So, we're in Europe. And I'm out of college like 3 years. 2.5 years maybe. Well, just a little past graduate school, but from undergraduate. It's like 3 years later, and we're married now 3.5 years. And we were in Germany, and apparently there was this older couple who was retired using the same guidebook we were using because we kept bumping into them for almost a week while we were traveling in Germany. Bumping into these people.
I remember this story, yeah.
And
sad in a way.
Yeah. Well, they had both just retired. She was a teacher, New York City school teacher. He was a window dresser for Macy's department store in New York City in Herald Square.
Mm-hmm.
And they had both just retired and they lived in Brooklyn. And this was the lifetime dream.
Here we go. We're traveling now.
That's it. We're going to retire. We're going to travel. Now we get there. He had a heart condition. So stairs were out of the question, and she had arthritis. So when we got to every castle, which has these little stone sculpted steps built anywhere from 400 to 1,000 years ago, and you have to go up this and down that and around this, and neither one of them was ready for that. So we would, and we'd bump into them everywhere we went. There they were. I think God planned it, frankly, that we should be there to be their eyes and experience, because we at least had the patience to deal with this story, and we both spoke English, which wasn't true of every traveler at these castles. So we would go in, and we'd walk around, and we'd do all the things, and we'd come down, and they'd be waiting for us, and then we'd tell them what we saw.
Wow.
People, this is not the way you want to travel unless it's the only way you can travel, in which case you get up and you go and you do what you got to do. But far too many people put off living, and you can come up with the best of reasons, starting with money. But I'm going to tell you that I have gone to the most expensive places in the world. Start with Monaco. And walking through the streets, going to the car museum, the stamp museum, the aquarium that the prince built, to house his own private collections of, well, on that subject, I think the cars in Prince Rainier, who's now passed on, there's the car museum in Monaco. Mm-hmm. It's fabulous. And I think some of the cars that are there were the pay up on the tab that was run up in the casino that somebody couldn't pay, because it tells you that this Bugatti came from some guy, you know, it gives you the name of the person he got it from. Some of those cars I think were, you know, in private collections, and somebody ran up a tab at the casino, and the way he got out was he gave him his car.
Wow.
But in any event, while I'm in all these fancy dooted places, walking next to me is a backpacking student who hasn't got 6 coins to rub together, but is having the same experience of being in the destination that I am from the point of view of being a visitor there, except I'm staying in a 4 or 5 star hotel or castle or manor house or whatever, and this character is staying in a dormitory at the local university somewhere, like the University of Nice. There are many universities, especially in Europe, where in the summer they don't have a whole lot of students, and they will rent the space out for something like, you know, used to be 10 francs a night, so maybe that's, you know, the equivalent of 10 euros or something like that. But there are hostels, there are campgrounds, and, you know, I don't know, you know, how well they secure the place today, because I haven't paid attention in some time. But you could go out any night of the week in Nice, and you'd see people sleeping on the beach. And partly because a lot of the buildings, and certainly the university dorm rooms and whatnot, were not air-conditioned. So, you know, he slept on the beach at the Mediterranean, keeping you cool. But find a reason to go. Don't find a reason to stay home. This is Stephanie Abrams. Stay with me.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's 4-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you in part by Malta, where you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
North Dakota, South Dakota, Illinois, and Indiana.
Around the world this hour, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I heard because there are, what was it, David, seven countries? I think it was seven countries. I didn't pay close attention. That we're not allowing people to enter the country flying in with a laptop.
Right, yeah, I did hear that.
And there is concern that there is some kind of a gizmo that one could install inside a laptop mm-hmm. that would not be detected when you go through security. So yes. For that reason, from some specific countries, if you board a flight, you cannot bring a laptop with you. So Emirates Airlines, which has an excellent reputation, really an excellent reputation as a world-class airline, but it's a Middle Eastern airline, and they originate in the UAE, which is one of those places that I think must be on that list because of places where you can't fly with your laptop, is loaning laptops to passengers so you can get online in the aircraft and you can watch your movie that you brought yourself instead of the in-flight entertainment or whatever it is. Can I just share with you the last thing I would do is go online with a laptop being loaned to me from any country.
Right. Entering passwords and things? No, I wouldn't do that either.
That's what you'd have to do because you'd go online, you'd go to a thing. They would, when they collected that laptop back, trust me, there's all kinds of stuff about you and what sites you went to and you know what you doodled in and out of that somebody's going to be clever enough to know how to get into. It's already more than a decade since I've been in China. When I entered China, we flew into Beijing, they asked everybody to turn their laptops on. Now, I didn't take a laptop with me when we went, which was a good thing, because I used whatever went to the business office in the hotel or.
Sure.
But people who were coming in around me, behind me, in front of me, they were being asked to open their laptop, turn it on. All right. That used to be a security device to make sure it really was a laptop and a screen came up and it wasn't just a case filled with something naughty.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd ask people to turn it on. When we came in Beijing, they asked the guy in front of me, who was dressed in a business suit for a whole lot of flying, they asked him to put in his password.
Hmm.
He put in his password. They said, thank you, we're going to have to take a look at this and you can move on. And he said, but I need my laptop back. He said, when you leave the country, you come to the security point and we'll give it back to you. I don't know if he ever got it back. He didn't get it back. I'm sure it's an urban story already. That happened right in front of me.
Hmm.
So, and there's stories about, you know, I'm not so technically oriented that I can give you any facts or figures. I'm sure, you know, if you are, you probably know better than I. But there are stories about people sitting in an airport on their laptop and somebody sitting nearby is busy taking down
everything
that's on your hard drive.
Sure.
While you're sitting across the room from them. So if you're going to China, I would recommend you buy a laptop that is clean and empty to travel with, just in case when you land it gets confiscated. You didn't lose your company's every proposal you ever wrote, every agreement that's been signed and emailed back to you, all your email and Lord knows what. I mean, you don't want to do that. I'll tell you something else that's making me uncomfortable. There's a film out on HBO right now. It's called it's got more words. It's something like the life of or something like that, but it ends with the word, with the name Henrietta Lack. Have you seen this?
No.
You have HBO at your house?
No.
Oh, we got to fix that. All right. So I'm going to have to record this thing. I bet you can go online somehow and
find it.
And see. All right. Go find the movie about Henrietta Lack.
Okay.
I feel sorry for people who have bigoted mentalities as it relates to African-American people, because it's going to be a shock to them to learn that floating in their body today is a vaccine of some sort that they've had, that anything from the polio vaccine to other kinds of shots, that all of it came from the genes of this woman.
Really?
Yeah. It is a fascinating story. People, you've got to see this story. Henrietta Lack lived somewhere in the South. I forgot already where she lived. And maybe it was one of the Carolinas, but forgive me for not remembering. The story was so intense, it was a lot to grasp. This woman had a gene that would reproduce itself to fight illness or whatever. And somebody discovered it when she contracted cancer. And the pharmaceutical companies made out like bandits on this woman and members of her family, because they kept taking blood from them to see if, you know, they wanted to see if they were going to get sick. In fact, according to the film, they wanted to see if any of the other family members got this particular amazing gene. Now, having just seen that and having a conspiracy theorist mind to begin with, and if you haven't read my book, Rumors, this is the time of year when you really need to get a copy. Put yourself out under the old oak tree and get in the hammock and read my book, because you will love it. But I've been seeing all these ancestral companies telling you to buy this kit and send them a little bit of blood. Send them a little swab of something. Send them your DNA, and they're going to tell you where in the world your family's from.
Right.
Okay. What if they're selling that information to a pharmaceutical company who's looking for Henrietta Lack's gene?
Great question. Great question.
So from the you know, if you're a writer, there's a good story there for you to write. It may be a great fiction, but you just have to wonder, where is all that information going and what happens the day they want to round up everybody with this gene? Scary, huh? Give some thought. Happier things on the horizon. We're going off to Hamburg in the next hour. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.